What's it like going out and no one knows what you're about? Abused and used and cut in two by hollow men with nothing to do. Laugh all the time and try to get high and try to hide between no lie. They fucked your head up, that's for sure. Your heart is ripped now, wrapped in fur. And you know that sex is pretty insane. And magic seems to kill the pain. And the things that go on inside your brain make you think that you're to blame. Don't think about it, throw it out. Love them all and say it loud. Fight the scumbags who slept you around. Scream you're crazy, lost and found. Sadness is and sadness was and sadness will always be because got no time for sad songs, baby. Don't need you to say I'm crazy. Stick your tongue out, you look at me and I will bite it off, you see. Push you down onto your knees. Do you laugh away the sleaze? Well, you're not the only boy in town, but you're the one that's got me down. Psychic hearts go out to you. Psychic hearts glow right to you. My prayer to you is that you do all the things you want to do. But will you please remember one thing for me? I love you so much, I'll drink your pee.
It's not a question of stopping it so much as just keeping up with it.
At IBM, our work is related to the paperwork explosion.
Specifically, the paperwork in an office.
Explosion.
There's always been a lot of paperwork in an office.
But today, there is more paperwork than ever before.
There's more than ever before.
Certainly more than there used to be.
In the past, there always seemed to be enough time and people to do the paperwork.
There always seemed to be enough time to do the paperwork.
There always seemed to be enough people
to do the paperwork.
There always seemed to be enough time and people to do the paperwork.
But today, there isn't.
Today, there isn't enough time.
Today, there aren't enough people.
Today, everyone has to spend more time on paperwork.
Management has to spend more time on paperwork.
Secretaries have to spend
more time on paperwork.
Companies have to spend more time
on paperwork.
Salesmen, brokers,
engineers,
accountants,
lawyers,
supervisors,
doctors,
executives,
teachers,
office managers,
bankers,
foremen,
bookkeepers.
Everybody has to spend more time on paperwork.
Seems to me we could use some help.
I understand that IBM has a cordless.
The ad says the IBM MT-ST can type error-free.
The IBM Office Products Division representative explained how it worked.
That IBM has always been one of the leaders in the field of office.
Last week I was talking to a guy about a machine that IBM makes. It's called an MT-ST.
Dictation is recorded on a magnetic belt.
Runs off a battery.
It's right here in this magazine.
A whole system of IBM Office Products Division equipment throughout the entire office.
IBM can help you with the time it takes to do the paperwork.
With IBM dictation equipment,
I can get four times as much thinking recorded
as I can by writing it down,
and twice as much as I can by dictating to a highly skilled secretary.
Now the IBM MTST here turns rough draft into error-free copy
automatically at the rate of a page every 2 minutes.
Used systematically throughout an office, these two pieces of IBM equipment alone have increased people's productivity by 50%.
IBM machines can do the work.
So that people have time to think.
Machines should do the work.
That's what they're best at.
People should do the thinking.
That's what they're best at.
Machines should work.
People should think.
Machines
should work.
People
should think.
Machines
should work.
People should think.
So I don't do much work anymore. I'm too busy thinking.
WFMU.org.
We just heard from Raymond Scott.
From the Manhattan Research album, the double CD.
I think the vinyl version was three LPs.
Anyway, we just heard from Little Princess.
CDR is up your ass. There are no track titles. Many good songs on the way today.
If you call, I don't even know songs at all.
This next one, though, is a cover of Lee Hazlewood and Nancy Sinatra. The track Sand, as interpreted by Einstein the Neubauten.
Young woman, share your fire with me. Thank you.
world.
We'll be right back.
got me, you know? They fucking got me. Shit! What am I gonna do? I don't fucking know. I don't fucking know. I don't fucking know. It's like I can't even do anything. I can't even sleep because they got my dreams, the motherfuckers. The fucking ass fuckers. Everyone's out to get me. I know they are. Well, do you think things will get better? Do you think things will get better? Rider? No. No.
Just heard from Zeke Shek. I sometimes wonder what happened to Zeke Shek because some of the most entertaining performances were given by Zeke Shek that I've seen. They're funny anyway. They're entertaining.
That was from an album called Zeke Shek Rules Cloud People.
But not for long.
I really liked that wedding dress that she wore, where the whole backside was gone. Just before that, fuck emos with the wicked. And just in front of fuck emos with folk storm, from a CD, Sweden, and we started off with another cover, I'm Just Know About Performing Hazelwood Sand.
I'm gonna play some more music for you now.
Stay tuned for more music.
You're listening to the Eternal Now.
Electronic, experimental, and sometimes metal.
We just heard Edgar Reese's
poem Electronic.
From a compilation LP entitled Electronic Music.
Which is a weird compilation I just got.
Where all the tracks are isolated
and you physically move the needle from track to track.
I don't understand the purpose of this, but that's the way it is.
And just before that was Dave Fredericks with the track called Stinger.
And that's from the same LP.
Just before Dave was Alex Barnett.
The track Bad Omens from a self-released set titled Section 4.
I saw Alex play last night. It was a good show. Going to play a track by another artist, Copper Tone, a little later in the show.
And we started that set off with Necropolis from Germany.
Inquinok is the name of the track.
From a CD, Music Album, Shot Right.
From 1998.
Strange haze going on right now. Not sure what it's all about.
I think my toe is bleeding.
I thought that might be it.
Okay, I'm gonna go take care of this bleeding toe.
Listen to this.
Meine Damen, meine Herren, jetzt wird's geil. Also bitte für die Herren, Hosen aufknöpfeln, bitte. Damen, Zeigefinger, Hosenschlitz hinauf und dann hinein. Ficke. Also, wir werden Ihnen jetzt eine Sauerei mit alles mit onaniert. Möchten Sie nicht auch mit tun, bitte? Wir haben nämlich auch eine Dame da, die hat so einen komischen Pelzmantel an und ich glaube, sie tut auch mit. Ich halte sie für eine ganz gute, sagen wir halt, gute Stöhnerin. Wissen Sie, wir befinden uns hier, wir machen hier eine Platte und da ist die auch da. Sie werden es gehören, ich werde sie auch holen. Bitte kommen Sie, bitte. Die Dame, die da eine Voyeurin spielen wollte, den Zuschauer vielleicht. Und vielleicht kriegt sie die Fut nass und nichts ist oben auf der Platte. Also wie finden Sie sich? Sind Sie etwas nervös? Wie heißt sie denn eigentlich? Wie ist Ihr Name? Ach, sie traut sich den Namen nicht sagen. Sie traut sich. Also wie heißen Sie denn bitte? Was machen Sie vom Beruf? Ich wette, sie traut sich das auch nicht sagen. Sind Sie... So sind wir hier geachtet. Es ist einfach beschämend. Also bitte, wollen Sie es mit uns mitstören, kleines Kind? Sie nickt nur und traut sich nicht das Stimmchen erheben. Also bitte, wissen Sie, wir werden Ihnen jetzt etwas vorstellen. Und ich hoffe, die Dame macht hier mit. Also, wir beginnen, meine Damen und Herren. Also, wollen Sie
Hosentüren aufknöpfeln, Arschlöcher. Scheiß Voyeure. Hosentüren auf und raus mit den Rumpsti-Popsti. Jawohl. Und Sie, gnädige Frau, Futlappeln auseinander, Zeigefinger hinein. Ritsch, ratsch, ritsch, wir sind schon mitten. Bitte etwas leiser machen. Wir wollen eine richtige Steigerung und einen Orgasmus haben. Wir wollen uns ganz hoch zirkeln. Ganz hoch. Oh.
Scheißfickerei! Immer wieder das Ganze!
Thank you. All right? Any level? Okay, let's read this. Let us hope that the horrors of evil no longer loiter on the doorsteps of your path, beckoning you into the brothel of despair, and that hereinafter you may present them with the most rigid manifestations of a firm and manly will. Ad astra per aspera. Yeah, that's Jack's letter. Now I want to tell you, that's very brilliant. What he's doing. Jack was a great influence on me. But I want to put my poem to Jack. This is the ode to Jack Kerouac, who was, and remains, one of my heroes. How about this? This is called, let's see, maybe Ode to Jack. Yeah, Ode to Jack.
Yeah.
All right. Four dogs went to the wilderness. Only three came back. Two dogs died from guinea worm. The other died from you, Jack Kerouac. Well, Jack was not innocent. He ran over dogs. Just think of it, man. Never mind. Okay, well, that's enough for now, and thank you very much. And, yeah, well, Jack was an artist in every way. I admire the dog thing most of all.
Welcome back. And we just heard from Hunter S. Thompson.
My toes finally stopped bleeding and coagulated.
Just before that was a copper tone. Who I also saw perform last night, and I hope she got the keys out of the car. This was from a CDR titled Tiger. Just before Copper Tones was coiled, a bonus 7-inch from the LP Gold is the Metal. The name of that track was The Wheel. Just before Coils, Masana, of course, the unmistakable Masana from a CD, Hyper Chaotic, from 1996. Next, Joan Labarre, speaking her mind regarding vocalization and technique. You are listening to WWMU.org. This show is called The Eternal Unknown. Here we go.
I'll tell you something, that my experience with people with extended vocal technique is just that it's a fabulous a source of research, but it for the moment it has hit an impasse, a kind of a stop, because these people dedicate their whole existence to developing the technique. And it would be a very foolish composer, a good composer, who would compose a piece for one of these singers, because it's a very limited thing, and it can only be used by those people who specialize in it. The only thing that I could imagine is that some of these things could be taught to people who are really singers, because I doubt that most of the people involved can really sing in the true sense of the word, you see. And they're kind of, I don't want to be offensive because I don't intend this, but they're in a way, they're freaks, they're phenomenal. What they used to call me, but it wasn't true in my case because I can also sing. you see. But the freak element and phenomenal element with them is all.
Thank you.
like an old thing.
Young ladies walking out on everything, shiny hair and open space, girls and blooms and shiny things. See them little ladies The dress is small and nice on them. Pink flower prints in silk. Their dresses torn by rushing themselves from a fly through summer cotton fields. All of a sudden, horror makes them cry like rain, 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 rain. Sweet little silk ladies with tears that shine, na 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 See them little la 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 la. Their dresses small and nice on them, pink flower prints in silk. Their dresses done by Russian. La 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 la.
We just heard a track from Warboner.
Local Chicago band. It's a new CDR. And before that Susan Justin. This was a soundtrack for a movie from my 1982, Forbidden World. That was theme from Forbidden World. And just before Susan was Mort. Sabak from the album Sidewinder. And we started off with Joan LaBarbera. Katie was the name of that track. And this is about all for me for this week. Thank you for listening. And please tune in again next week. I will leave you with one more track. This is a Greek record that was given to me some years ago. A duo, and I cannot read Greek, as it's all Greek to me. But it's very soothing and a lovely track to end the set with today. So I'm going to attend to my wound and have a lovely evening. You're listening to WFMU.org. My name is Andy Orton, signing off. Thank you.